Yeah, so we're on the air from now until 9 o'clock tonight. Tom, it's past seven the time. There's tonight attention then to the WASPI campaign, of course, which we've been following for a few years now, in actual fact. And the latest on the campaign now, Sheila Simmons joins me on the line. Sheila, how are you, lovely?
I'm good, thank you, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad at all. Not so bad at all. Sheila, thanks for coming on. Always nice to catch up and see where we are in the campaign.
Yeah.
Just to repeat for new listeners, basically what WASPI stands for, Sheila, first of all.
Right, well, it's Women Against State Pension Inequality, and we're women born in the 1950s who had our state pension ages increased by as much as 6 years without proper warning from the government. And, you know, equalisation of the state pension age to make it the same as men isn't the issue, because that's the right thing to do. But we all needed enough time and notice to prepare for such a huge change, especially as lots of women don't have private pension provision, or at least women of our age, and are dependent on the state pension for their retirement income. So we took our complaints to the Parliamentary Ombudsman, who ruled in our favour and said that there was maladministration by the Department for Work and Pensions, that we should be compensated. But the government is refusing to go along with that and is actually disrespecting the Ombudsman, Parliament and us as a result. So we've been forced into legal action.
So no further forward, really, were you? Hence then this decision then to take legal action. So where are we in that sort of process now then, Sheila?
Right. Well, a couple of things have happened fairly recently, actually, Chris. First of all, going for a judicial review isn't automatic. You have to apply for permission. And earlier on this month, a High Court judge gave us permission to proceed to a full hearing, determining that our case is arguable, which we'd always known anyway, and ought to be considered at a final hearing. So that was a huge step forward for us. And we've been raising money through our Crowd Justice appeal for our costs. But the other thing that's significant was that in a public interest case like ours, it's important if you can get a costs capping order, because otherwise you can't really go forward with legal action, because you could be liable if you don't succeed. You could be liable for full costs of the other side, and you know they can be eye-wateringly high. So WASPI asked the government's legal team if they would consider a cost-capping arrangement, and they flatly refused, and they kept on refusing. And if they had, if that had been the case and had remained the case, we may have had to withdraw, because we just couldn't have subjected ourselves to that sort of level of financial risk, you know, bankrupting the campaign, for instance. So WASPI decided to go to a court hearing for a court to determine whether there should be a cost capping order. And that was scheduled for this Monday just gone, the 23rd of June. But at the very last minute, the government agreed to a cost capping order.
So
it means that we wouldn't have to pay the full costs for them.
Yeah.
If we lost, and vice versa.
Right, OK. So it's all up in the air then, basically, Sheila.
Yeah, but that was a huge milestone for us. It really was, because, you know, there was a real danger that we might have had to withdraw if that hadn't happened.
Yes. Thankfully.
Yes.
Things have been on the side there. Yeah.
And we can go forward. But, of course, we still need money to pay our legal team, because this is a very complex case. And it involves, you know, we've already put thousands of pages of evidence before the court, ready for the hearing, which we hope will be later on this year. So, you know, we still need to keep on raising money, because we still need to pay our legal team. And, you know, the costs, no legal action comes cheap.
So really, so you sort of got a little bit of a victory there.
Yes.
Yes. Just now, that next step, isn't it? The next push. This campaign has been, just to give people the idea how long this has now been running. This has been running, what, for 10 or so years?
10 years. 2015 our campaign started. And the Labour Party in opposition were fully behind us.
Yeah.
So it came as a huge shock when the Labour Party in government more or less not only said they weren't going to pay compensation, But the reasons that they gave turned it round onto us and more or less pointed the finger at us and said that it was our fault. And that's what we've got to challenge in court, because the reasons that they gave were completely spurious.
OK. So, we're sort of a little bit of a win, but still no further forward, really. And I guess in some sort of sense, from that then, Sheila, you feel a little bit let down by the government on this
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely we do. Because, you know, so many MPs, including locally, stood for us with pictures. They actually did things with us to try and move our campaign forward. They had photos taken holding placards saying that we should get compensation. So, well, it was a huge shock, yes. I mean, and to say that it was a betrayal is not an understatement or an overstatement, shall I say.
Yeah.
But it's, outrageous.
Yeah, OK. Now, people want to find out more about the campaign, Sheila, and if they find themselves in this, you know, I mean, there must be many, many, many more people out there who are in this situation, perhaps have not even come forward yet.
Yes, yeah, quite possibly. I mean, the other thing to say is that WASPI has a new website, which you can find at waspi.co.uk, and on that website there's a new feature with an interactive map where you can find if your MP is supportive or not. And if they're not, you can email them directly from our website. So people can go there and they can get all sorts of other information. Also, they can email us at solentwaspi if they're local, solentwaspi@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll sort of give them all the information that we can and support that we can.
Yeah. It's another sort of like post office scenario, this, isn't it?
Well, in a sense that it's a huge injustice, and it's definitely a sort of David Goliath situation because, you know, the government's got huge resources at its disposal. And I think they thought that we would go away. And we've got to show, and we have shown, that we're resilient enough to take this forward. And we've had public support for our Proud Justice appeal. So, you know, we feel, well, first of all, we know we've got right on our side. And we also feel we have the public on our side.
And that's the key thing, isn't it? You've got the sort of the people behind you. So it's definitely people power, this one, Sheila.
It certainly is. And, you know, justice isn't a luxury only available to those with the deepest pockets, or it shouldn't be. It should be available to everybody. And if we were priced out of taking this case forward, that would really heap injustice on injustice. I mean, it's really important that a public interest case like ours should go ahead, because it's not just about us. You know, the whole of the Parliamentary Ombudsman complaint system is on the line here as well, because if the government can just ignore its own independent watchdog and ride roughshod over their recommendations, in our case, they can do it to other people too.
We watch with interest a story which will continue to run, I'm sure. And you'll keep banging away at it, Sheila, and all the...
We certainly will,
and the team there, of course, you know, and all the work that you're doing on behalf of people as well to put wrong things right, as it were.
Yes.
All right, Sheila. Well, look, good luck with the rest of the campaign. We'll come back to you and for a further update, I'm sure, later on in the year. But for now, Sheila, thanks for coming on tonight. Always lovely to talk to you. All right, lovely.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thank you
take care.
Much.
Cheers, Sheila. Bye, lovely. Bye-bye.